This is Strange Harbor. Ghosts, UFOs, aliens, Sasquatch, and all things strange. Online at strangeharbor.net.
911, what are you reporting?
We got someone or something crawling around out here.
Did you see what it was? Was it a person or an animal? Or
I can't tell. All I know is that my sensor light came on, and I just happened to glimpse and see this thing running across the yard. A good-sized man or something that looks like a man. I don't know what it was. Just that it ran across the yard. Whatever it is, it's running. I couldn't catch it if I was going to chase it. Jesus Christ, you better...
Sure.
See ya.
Hello?
Get somebody out here.
What's going on now, sir?
That son of a bitch is about 6'9", I don't know.
Do you see him now, sir?
Yes, I'm looking right at him.
Is he in your yard, sir?
Yeah, God, he's big.
Okay, what's he doing in your yard?
He's looking at me.
And the guy is on foot?
It's a big, real big person, that's all I can say.
Okay, but it is a person.
Yeah, I'd say it was a person, somebody really big, but he's all in black.
Is he a black male or a white male? Did you actually see whether, or was he just wearing black?
He's all black and he's big. He is big.
Strange Harbor, ghosts, UFOs, aliens, Sasquatch, all things strange. Online at strangeharbor.net. This is Strange Harbor.
And another exciting episode of Strange Harbor, where we talk about the weird,
the strange, the unfit, and the unfeeling.
Johnny and Billy here, and we have David Ellis of the Olympic Project, our guest. David, welcome back to the show.
I'm kind of becoming sort of a semi... regular
yeah.
face.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You guys might even recognize me.
So you were here to talk a little bit about Bigfoots today, I think?
Yeah, that's kind of my area of interest, as you know. I've been investigating the subject in the field since 2006, but actually my interest goes back to when I was very little.
Are they real?
Oh, I think I've convinced myself of that a long time ago, but that's, you know, that's a personal subjective opinion. Some people's evidence is other people's cannon fodder. They just don't put any stock into it, especially the science end of it. But we're getting there. We're coming up with ways that may pique the scientists' interest eventually.
Now, your specialty or one of your specialties is audio, and there's science in audio, right?
Well, the analysis part of it, yes. The collecting of audio, anybody can do that. I've even had people send me audio that they've had the presence of mind to initiate their cell phone when they hear something strange and send me that audio clip. Interestingly enough, there's been some very fun stuff that's come to me that way. So in a sense, everybody's walking around with a recorder if they know how to push the right button.
We have a guest scheduled coming up soon.
Yes.
And she has Sasquatch around her property. Is that it?
Julie Ranch is her name. And she is involved with another group that you may be aware of called Monster X Radio. And kind of took an interest in what I was doing and how I was doing it. And I said, Julie, why don't you, since you live near the Uwari National Forest, which has a lot of suspicious activity over the ages, why don't you turn on your recorder and see what you get? Well, she did. And I think I blew her away with some of the things that I found. There's certain things that I know to look for by doing the analysis that I've been doing over the years, self-taught kind of things that I'm aware of that were taught to me by other people, and then things that I've kind of come across on my own that aren't necessarily known to people as being related to Sasquatch, but it seems like every place that we record, we get these interesting particular sounds. And they're suspicious to me because the way I do analysis is compare it to known animals. So if it sounds like it could be a canine, well, I investigate wolf, dogs, and coyotes to see if the sounds match their particular voice print, if you will, to keep it in layman's terms. Today, what I thought we might be a little bit of fun is to kind of introduce some of those categories that we'll be talking about, because we'll probably get in depth with Julie and her location and get to know her a little bit. And usually you kind of run short on audio being able to play the clips. So I thought that maybe we could kind of do a little tease for the upcoming presentation that we do with Julie.
So what are we going to hear first?
Well, let's start with a category that's kind of innocuous. It's barks, grunts, huffs, and voice. So it seems that there is a kind of a plethora of sounds that I find suspicious, that I'm hearing in areas that people seem to be having suspicious activity that they think might be related to Sasquatch. So I'm kind of creating a library of sounds, if you will, and this is one of the categories. It's kind of a catch-all category. There's quite a few different sounds that go into this, but some people may not think that this is related to Sasquatch, but it sure seems to be, in my opinion. So the first one in that particular category of barks, grunts, and voice is barking voice 3X loop. So let's have a listen to that.
Now, you have looped these.
You're exactly right, yeah. I found that people, when you play a sound once, they'll ask you, could you play that again?
Right.
So it takes a while for the mind to kind of settle in on what it's hearing, and then it can kind of get into the groove, if you will. So, yeah, that was a three-time loop. And the barking is similar to dog, but all I can say is the voice print doesn't match dog. So it's an oddity to me. So and it's, again, it's something that I hear from different locations, so it's not a one-off scenario.
And when you say it doesn't match dog, wolf, coyote, fox, are you, when you say dog, are you talking every
canine
dog that you know of?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, it still leaves the door open that it could be a dog. I'm not saying that it's absolutely 100% proves that this isn't a dog. I just have not run across a dog that has this signature yet.
So what's next?
I got something here, 702 loud grunt, and this is a five-time loop.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was an interesting one.
Yeah. That'll get your attention.
Yeah.
What print did it, was it similar to human? Was it similar to anything?
Well, that's just it. No, it's its own signature.
Wow.
Yeah. And they resonate in a kind of a small window, if you will, too, of hertz. Anything that resonates above what I have kind of a range of 3,000 down to 500 hertz, that my eye is looking for that as I visually see the sounds in a spectrograph form of analysis. So I do have dogs to compare it to, and believe it or not, dogs have a tremendous range. It's amazing what they can do to your voice or with their voice. And I'm learning a lot about known animals as well as unknown animals.
So when you have unknown recordings or something that's uncategorized, do you catalog those so that if you find something similar later, you can start to have groups of similar sounds?
Right on the head, Billy. That's exactly what I try to do. I try to give the same name to similar things for that exact reason. Because when I do a search, it'll bring up all the audio clips with that particular sound in the title.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's exactly what I do, and that's what's been helping me understand that some of these strange sounds seem to be reoccurring in every areas that we think that Sasquatch might be present.
Should we move on to the next sound?
We should.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
this one is a 702 whisper voice, and it's, to me, it sounds like it's saying what? What did it sound like to you guys?
Well, it sounds like what or what, but it also sounds like a noise I make that drives my dog crazy. You know, just kind of a forcing of air out of my mouth.
Right.
And it just makes a little whooshing sound.
Mm-hmm.
That sounded to me like there was a lot of air passing.
Yeah. Now, see, the interesting thing that we've kind of stumbled on with just listening to sounds and then trying to talk about it and come to a consensus, very, very difficult to do.
Yeah.
And that's why visual analysis is the only way. It's we can all agree upon what we're seeing. Very difficult to all agree upon what you're hearing. If you... just like this little exercise, I hear what? Billy, you hear a whoosh of air. So intimating that you hear something different than what I thought I heard, which is pretty typical.
Yeah.
And I hear bubbles and butterflies.
You're not even paying attention.
What are you smoking, Johnny? I want some.
Johnny's not listening.
Oh, I'm listening. Okay, what's next in our sounds of unknown... things in the woods.
Well, here's one, 702, 17-minute barking roars and a vocal. So let's hear what's going on there.
Sounds like a lot of barks at the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. Interestingly enough, I'm still formulating this, but some of the barks are dog and some of the barks are not. In this particular one, you may hear dog, just like Billy heard a whoosh of air. We may have some differences upon what we hear, but the voice print tells me that we got something else going on, and then there's one specific vocalization that is definitely not canine. But
now the piece right about in the middle of that one, that sounded like a dog to me, but the parts on either end of that did not.
Right.
And it didn't even sound like it was the same creature.
Right. There's two things going on there. Two subjects. And one was barking and one was vocalizing.
Yeah.
What shall we do next?
Let's see. We got a curious bark here.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. Now, did anybody hear a dog bark there?
I don't know what I heard.
It sounded like a little Pomeranian or something.
Yeah, some people might see hear those sounds and go, "Oh yeah," or your mind might casually think that's a dog and think nothing of it.
Yeah,
I think it's a strategy.
What does the print say?
The print says it's something that's in the range of suspiciousness, but I don't know exactly what it is.
Right.
I don't have a known to compare it to.
I gotcha. So what kind of other sounds do we have going on today?
Okay, well, another voice or another sound that seems to be appearing in all of the areas that I study or work with people that have possible Sasquatch in the area, is a voice that I call Crow Talker.
Mm.
And one could easily mistake it for a crow. The only thing is that this is happening in the middle of the night. Typically when crows don't vocalize in this manner that you're going to be hearing. It's a little more complicated, and once you understand the voice, you go, well, no, that's not a crow. But it sure sounds like one. So let's try several of those. The first one we'll try is WTH, what the heck is this? Lifetime's loop.
I think if I heard that out in the deep, dark, creepy woods, I would pee myself.
It almost sounded like a sound you would hear in a tropical jungle.
Except we're not living in the tropical jungle.
Yeah.
That was creepy sounding to me.
Well, you know, I am not familiar with North Carolina. I've seen some pictures of the area. It looks like there's a lot of lodgepole pine and brush, but I wouldn't typically think that was jungle. So I'm just trying to think of warm-blooded animals that could make those kinds of sounds. And my mind is blank.
Yeah, it didn't sound like anything I've ever heard before, and I've spent some time in tropical jungles. So.
Yeah. Well, you'll be able to know the sounds then.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next one is clip 190, 221B, Crow Talker, five-time loop.
Weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
Especially those two little real quiet sounds at the end.
Yeah. I think that there's two subjects here, unrelated to each other.
Right.
One's vocalizing, one's responding.
They almost sound like they come from from inside the throat, not necessarily an expressive, but more of a, almost like a swallowing sound or a...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting.
They do seem to have some interesting capabilities. I've even heard people express that possible whistles are actually voices, or, done through the vocal cords rather than a pursing of the lips.
Well, there's a group of Tibetan monks that make two different tones in their throat at the same time.
Right.
And if they can do it as humans, obviously some animals may be able to do that as well.
Right. Interestingly enough, the very first suspicious sound I heard when I was 11 years old, I described to my parents as it sounded like two animals at the same time, an elephant trumpeting and a lion roaring, because it had a deep element and a high element, so it was a chord, in essence.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, so the next one is 190313 Crow Talker, five-time loop.
There's some really high-pitched noises.
Yeah, that there's two things going on there. You are actually hearing a human voice talking, and in the background is this crow talker voice.
Okay.
So there, in this particular clip, Julie must have had somebody over in her area near the recorder, because this was over their conversation. So, yeah
you could hear the human voice. Yeah. That was pretty easy to separate.
Yeah.
And the other one, the echo was interesting.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
So did you hear the high voice, the crow talker voice?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, all right. Good.
All right, what's next?
A thing that I didn't come up with the name of this. This was actually brought to my attention by another investigator, because I sent him a recording that I had captured in the field that I just had no idea what was going on, because I had heard an air horn, and then something responded to the air horn, like it was mimicking the air horn.
Hmm.
But you could clearly see that there was two different signatures here. One was mechanical and the other one wasn't. And when I sent that to him, he responded and told me, well, you've just captured what we know as the horn vocal, and it's something that other investigators around the country had also been recording, and that had caught his eye. So this particular vocalization has been also now captured at Julie's location. So the first one I've labeled 702A possible horn vocal 5-time loop. So this is a possibility, because the visual signature matches what we've seen. Now, you'll hear kind of a barking element to it.
Mm-hmm.
It is really, really loud when you're in the field and when they do this. So the visual signature tells me it's not a dog. There's just too much to the vocalization. Dogs, you'd have to see it to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a very definite visual signature that we're identifying this vocalization type by. So this one, I think, is a little more telling. It's 190-122 horn vocal signature.
It sounds like a dog bark, but not a dog.
Right. Now we're catching on.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. So you want to speed this up a little bit, Billy?
Well, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more with David Ellis and more of these unknown sounds from the woods, right?
Okay.
You're like, okay,
yeah.
You're listening to Strange Harbor, Ghosts, UFOs, Alien, Sasquatch, All Things Strange. Online at strangeharbor.net. Strange Harbor. Be strange.
Welcome to Strange Harbor. If you've had an out-of-the-ordinary experience, then come to strangeharbor.net and let us know what it is.
It's Strange Harbor, where we talk about the weird, and we have David Ellis of the Olympic Project. He is joining us today, and we've been going over some of the audio that you've acquired.
Today we're basically playing Julie Wrench's audio clips from her home, which is near the Uwari National Forest, and we'll soon be a guest on the program, and we can get a little more in-depth then.
Okay, so what's next, buddy?
Maybe the most typical sound that most researchers can agree upon is probably a Sasquatch-type vocalizations, and the ones that people report hearing the most is what's called the long vocalization. So I've got a couple of circumstances where that has been recorded at her location. So the first one is 702 distant vocal 2, and it's a 5-time loop.
Another one of those creepy sounds.
Yeah, that had kind of an animal and a human quality to it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what makes it extremely suspicious.
Now, have you compared them to, like, you know, elk during mating season or anything like that?
We compared it to a lot of different things, but I use the Macaulay Library of Sound. It's a disinterested third party that just has a really good catalog of sounds documented with visual sightings, so they know exactly what it is that's making these particular vocalizations. And they also now provide a spectrographic analysis so that you can see the visual signature as well. So you can match things up, and right now I don't have anything that exactly matches up with that particular vocalization.
Okay, what's next?
Another one. This is 702 long distant vocal 5-time loop.
Sounded more animal to me, almost like a coyote.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Sounded creepy to me.
It would scare me if I heard that out in the woods, for sure.
Usually what separates for the human experience is when you actually hear it live, because it is so loud.
Right.
It's the volume goes through you if you're close enough. And if you're far enough away, you can actually really tell how strong the sound is, too. There's not many things that can vocalize with that kind of lung capacity.
All right. What would you like to do next, sir?
Okay. The next category is called OCD. And what that actually stands for is old coon dog.
Hmm.
I was hearing this repetitive vocalization around her property various nights. This particular specific voice would show up, and it seemed to have some coon dog properties to it. But then there, I don't have a coon dog file to actually review, so I'm still up in the air about this particular one. But it has some very weird variations to its call that really lead me to be suspicious of it. So this particular vocalizer has his own name or her name, and I'm following it. I don't know what to make of it yet, but the variety that this particular vocalizer makes leads me to think that it falls in the suspicious category rather than the known category. So the first one is 702 OCD lone vocal 5-time loop.
Dogman.
Yep.
Yeah.
So then the next one is 702 suspicious vocalizer variation. I actually hear it sounded like it's saying Roy in this a little bit.
Oh,
doggy sound to me.
Yeah.
I've never heard a dog do that.
When we play Julie's clips that I've got all kind of rolled into one, you'll hear the variation that this particular vocalizer makes. But I just wanted to throw this category in there because we will be covering it when she's on the show.
Okay. Okay, what's next?
Percussion. It seems like everywhere we go, we hear, when I say we, I'm talking about investigators that do recording. We capture wood knocks, rock knocks, drumming sounds. And then there's a thing that I have come across in numerous locations that I think it has an origin in its voice box and tongue clicks and mouth pops. But it has what I call a percussive voice. So let's just, the first clip is 702 percussive voice, weird vocal, and this is a three-time loop. So you'll kind of get an idea of what I'm talking about here.
You have just heard two Sasquatch having sex.
Oh, thank you for putting a picture to that.
Anytime.
Now you know I can't unsee that.
Well, it sounded like it could have been. I mean,
yes, it did. You know? Well, it definitely sounded like some kind of organized speech or communication.
Right.
More so than some of the others.
Yeah. And the more you get into this, Billy, if you were to hear all of the clips that fall into this category, I think your mind would be blown.
Yeah.
Just how much the percussive element is to that particular speech pattern is amazing.
All right. What's next?
702, three percussive sounds, three times loop. How many think gunfire?
I could hear that.
I could buy that. Or somebody hitting a large sheet of metal.
There you go,
with
Billy.
You
win the Cupid doll. Interestingly enough, a gunfire has kind of a unique signature. And you'd have to look at it with me so that I could really point it out. But there is a pre-fire of the cap and then the explosion. And gunfire has kind of two sounds to it where this does not have that signature.
Hmm. Yeah. There's also when the bullet breaks the speed, sound barrier.
Right.
You get cracking sound.
Right. Yeah. It's almost kind of instantaneous. And You can see the two different signatures in a spectrogram, and when that signature isn't present, I know it's just one sound, but the source is in question. But there just happens to be sheet metal there, Billy, on location, and it has something has been rapping on it. So that's why I say you win the Cupid doll.
I'm an old shop teacher, so I've heard that pounding on metal before.
Okay, what sounds are we going to hear now?
702 Woodnock, five time loop.
What time of day are these recordings taking place?
Anywhere from 11 o'clock in the evening to 2 o'clock in the morning is about when she quits.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, no, it's not construction.
Right, or logging or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which would make it highly suspicious. But, yeah, no, she's getting these percussive sounds all the time, and some are more clear than others. The next thing that's in the percussion grouping is drumming. And so let's play the 190-122 drumming five-time loop.
Sounded more like a dog barking to me.
There was a dog barking.
Yeah.
You are correct. But that the dog wasn't pounding.
Oh, the pounding. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I heard the pounding too, right? I was listening to the dog and I wasn't paying attention to the pounding as much.
It was kind of fast pounding too.
Yeah.
There I've had some very interesting drumming patterns recorded. Some of them on Julie's property and some of them elsewhere. One of them, you would swear it was a person because the pattern is too complicated.
Hmm.
But it's not.
All right, more sounds with David Ellis. What are we going to hear, sir?
How about short vocals? 702, another interesting vocal five-time loop.
That was strange.
Yeah.
Yeah. Almost like a cross between a dog and a parrot.
Right. A parrot dog. It's the infamous parrot dog.
I'd like to see that one.
Yeah.
So what do you think of that?
I don't know. I don't know where to put it. I like Billy's category just as well as anybody else's.
Why do you think the recordings here are so different to like the Sierra sounds and the things that Ron Moorhead has gotten?
I wish I could give you a logical answer. Other than his recordings were extremely close.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're hearing are distant vocalizations.
Right.
Because I have recorded things that seem to have some voice structure to it. And I have recorded at one of my other locations something so similar to Ron's. When I sent it to him, he thought that maybe I had recorded some of his stuff and sent it to him.
Oh,
I
yeah?
I had to point it out. No, Ron. What I did was I looped your stuff and compared it to what I had just recorded, so he missed that part.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he actually understood what it was, he was pretty amazed too. So I have recorded something that sounds very much like exactly what Ron recorded.
Okay.
But it was only one time. And again, it may be because it was close enough that I could hear it.
Right.
Because it's not a high volume thing. So Ron's recordings were made within 25, 30 feet
mm-hmm.
of the recorder, and it was communicating with something that was fairly close as well.
Right. You might get the same results if this recorder was in within the right range to them,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're talking maybe half a mile to a mile on a lot of these recordings. And I have the capability of boosting some weak signals so it can make it sound louder. So, yeah, that could be the thing right there, Johnny, is that proximity.
So what's next in our sounds of creepy things out in the woods?
This is in the short vocal category, 190-115A, voice five-time loop.
is just weird.
Yeah.
It sounds like Sean William Scott in the movie Evolution when he's calling to the flying dinosaur.
Oh, yeah. So you can hear the human element to it? I mean, is it just me or projecting, or do you hear it too?
I hear the human element in it.
It could be just a drunk person out in the woods, right?
It could be, except the signature doesn't match human.
Oh.
Sorry. Sorry, but I can tell a human.
What's the next thing that we're doing?
Well, there's a category that I call the warbler.
Mm-hmm.
That the first time I recorded it was on Hartstein Island, which is here in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
And my thought was it was a turkey, but I haven't been really able to match it up with any turkey vocalizations. And I'm hearing it around the country. And Julie recorded it too. It's 702-0385 frame 8 sound 5-time loop.
When you say you've checked other known animals in the area, you're saying, you know, you've checked owls, you've checked chickens, you've checked all these things, and it's not those.
Right. Now, that doesn't mean that my search is complete. It just means that I haven't been able to find it.
Okay.
Any ideas, suggestions? Billy, have you heard that before?
No, I don't think I've heard that before. It sounded almost like some kind of fowl, but pretty deep for fowl.
Yeah.
They usually have a little...
Exactly. I don't know. It still could be a turkey of some variety or something that I haven't been able to compare it to. But like I said, I went directly to turkey because of the warble thing. I didn't find a match, but that don't mean it ain't out there. And some hunter could come along and go, oh, yeah. But then I wouldn't just take that person's word for it. I'd have to have an actual recording that I could compare it to. So the next category is whistle. Seems like everywhere we go, we get whistles of some sort. This was an example that Julie recorded. It's file 190106A, whistle 5-time loop.
Strange.
Yeah.
Yeah. That almost had a bird-like quality to it, too.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So why couldn't it be a bird?
Well, if it's a night bird, what type of bird? Tell me the bird and I'll compare it.
Yeah.
Okay. I gotcha.
So essentially, I haven't found the bird yet that matches up. Again, doesn't mean it's not out there. I just haven't found it.
All right. What's next?
A category that I came up with the title to, because that's kind of what I'm hearing. First recorded it here in the Pacific Northwest, but then subsequently recorded it in 7 or 8 different other locations around the country. And I call it Whoa Hubbub, because that's kind of what it sounds like to me. So tell me what you hear. So the first one is 7 Rock Pit Number 3 Whoa Hubbub. So let's listen to that.
It sounds more paranormal to me.
It sounds almost artificial. It was created by a horn or something.
Yeah. Well, here's another sample. This is it's a comparison to something I recorded in 2007 to something I recorded 30 miles away and in a different pitch. But it's saying the same thing or vocalizing the same way. And that's file WHU 2007, WHU 2013. Wow.
That was interesting.
Yeah. So the thing that really, really got me to thinking that, you know, I'm not just kind of speculating, but there's something really is happening is the fact that it's separated by time by 6 years, separated by Hertz, the location of the vocal on a Hertz scale, and it's exactly the visually it's exactly the same signature. So you can tell it was done by two different vocalizers, and the first one was the lower pitch one. So it wasn't a juvenile growing up, and then, in other words, the lower sounding in the resonating in the Hertz category is the first one that I recorded. So the second one I recorded was possibly a juvenile expressing the same vocalization.
And our last category, what is it?
A whoop. So what I got here is a whoop and a dog bark. So let's listen.
Which one's which?
Wow. Well, the first one is a whoop, and the second one is a dog bark.
Okay.
Yeah, I could hear the dog bark, and but I couldn't put my finger on the whoop.
Well, that's the beauty of visual analysis.
Yes, I heard it, but I couldn't really identify anything from it.
Right, right, and you don't have. The experience in it, Billy. You're not sitting down and analyzing sounds for the last 15 years.
No.
Thanks for sharing these sounds with us, and thank Julie. I can't wait to have her on the show.
Julie's going to be a fun interview.
It's fascinating. It really is.
Yeah, she wants to know what the heck is going on.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, that'll do it for this episode of Strange Harbor. If you want more info, if you want to yell at David for his New Age hooey, or Billy for his New Age hooey, or just compliment me for my logic and quick thinking, log on to strangeharbor.net.
You're listening to Strange Harbor. Ghosts, UFOs, aliens, Sasquatch, all things strange. Online at strangeharbor.net. Strange Harbor. Be strange.